I'm here in Dubai with Glenn Ransom, our analyst for Iraq. So Glenn, it's been 2 weeks since Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared victory over the Islamic State in the city of Mosul, a major symbolic victory for the Iraqi government. What does this mean for the conflict with Islamic State?
Thanks, Allison. Well, the government's recapture of the city is a major milestone for rolling back the group in northern federal Iraq, but there's still going to be significant challenges ahead. Islamic State still controls numerous areas of the country, including the cities of Tal Afar and Hawija, as well as areas in western Anbar province along the border with Syria. So military operations will be necessary to retake these areas and will remain challenging. In addition, the group is likely to increase terrorist attacks throughout the country in order to undermine the government's victories. Furthermore, military operations against the group, as well as counterattacks, counteroffensives, and numerous terrorist attacks, will remain a significant feature of the security environment over the coming year.
So it sounds like despite the victory against Islamic State in Mosul, the group is going to continue to be a fixture in the security environment in Iraq. But what impact will the gains against Islamic State have on the broader political environment?
That's a good question, Allison. And I think really the coming 12 months will be an important indicator for the country's overall trajectory in the coming years, as the government really decides how and whether to deal with some of the domestic conditions that ultimately led to the rise of the Islamic State, and really how willing the international community will be to assist with reconstruction after the conflict. Now, one positive aspect of the conflict was that it served as a unifying factor across much of the country, which boosted the popularity and credibility of the federal government. The government has an opportunity now to seize on this situation and ultimately conduct outreach to some of the minority communities that have long-standing anti-government grievances, which has contributed to violence and conflict and undermined governance over the past decade. However, this will not be an easy feat, obviously, as the conflict has also deepened communal divisions on a local level, particularly in areas where Islamic State targeted ethnic and religious minorities. The government is likely to face serious challenges in maintaining basic law and order and funding reconstruction in some of the recaptured areas, but this will be key to building trust necessary for reconciliation over the long term.
So, Glenn, you mentioned reconstruction as key to building trust in the months and years ahead. I imagine the Iraqi economy has really suffered as a result of years of conflict and instability. What role do you anticipate foreign investors might have in reconstruction in the years ahead?
That's exactly right, Allison. The government will not be able to manage these costs on its own after years of conflict and low international oil prices, as well as high government expenditure requirements. Basic reconstruction is likely to cost tens of billions of dollars in the coming years, not to mention long-standing infrastructure investment needs. So really, the biggest factor determining the level of foreign investor involvement in reconstruction is going to be the willingness of the international community and foreign governments to help Iraq fund these investments in the coming years. So really, a concerted international effort to assist with reconstruction projects will be vital to the Iraqi economy over the coming years, but also to Iraq's broader stability. Now, in addition to basic infrastructure reconstruction, the oil and gas industry was also likely to be prioritized given the government's reliance on the sector for the majority of its revenues. In the past few weeks, we've seen the government announce new contracts for capturing natural gas flaring, as well as opening up additional oil fields for investment. The government's also going to continue to seek investment for transport and energy infrastructure, particularly across the country's southern provinces. But really, at the end of the day, it's going to be how much international allies are willing to put on the table to help Iraq move forward.
So, returning to the liberation of Mosul, that was clearly a major milestone in the conflict against Islamic State, but what additional developments should we be watching in the months ahead?
Well, Allison, there's quite a few things coming up in the next few months that are going to be important to watch. On the security front, you know, Islamic State is going to remain a terrorist threat in the next, you know, few months and years. And really, the level of success it's able to have in the post-Mosul environment will be a key indicator of its remaining strength. In addition, continued military operations, particularly in Tal Afar and Hawija, still have a potential to worsen communal relations. So seeing how those operations develop will be another indicator of, you know, the security environment trajectory in the coming year. Also, on the political front, there's a number of key developments coming in the next, really, 9 months. First is the Kurdistan region is planning a September referendum on independence from Iraq, which is still opposed by influential neighbors such as Iran and Turkey, as well as the federal government. The referendum is also supposed to take place in the disputed territories, which remain contested between the Kurdistan region and federal governments. So there's likely to be an increase of tensions between the governments as well as affiliated armed groups in the coming months. The referendum is going to be followed by Kurdistan region parliamentary elections as well in November, and then the April 2018 federal parliamentary polls. Now, a key issue here is that elections are likely going to incentivize political parties to really take more uncompromising positions on key and sensitive issues such as the future of security, governance, and the status of disputed territories in order to rally their electoral bases. So while, you know, military victories against Islamic State are very important for the country moving forward, how it addresses the underlying domestic political dynamics that have driven conflict over the past decade and have really been set aside in the past few years during the Islamic State campaign will be the real determinant of Iraq's future and the trajectory of really the security, political, and economic environments.